Father, thank you for your great grace that has brought your people into the sainthood. None of us are worthy to bear such a title as saint, but you, your Son, and your blessed Holy Spirit alone have made such a blessing and privilege capable. May those who bear this title not take it for granted today. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'd like to start off with the question, and that is, are you thankful? Are you thankful to God? And you are not thankful to God if your thanks is not through Jesus Christ, for Jesus Christ, by faith. For he alone is the mediator between God and man. Which brings us to our reading in Romans chapter 1 of this morning in verse 8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Now we know this to be true. We know that God only receives our thanks through Jesus Christ. For 1 Timothy 2:5 says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Therefore, any thanks outside of Jesus Christ becomes vain. If our thanks does not include Jesus Christ and is not through Jesus Christ. Now, speaking of being thankful, I'm thankful for you all. I'm thankful for your kindness. I'm thankful for your encouragement. I'm thankful for those who have donated to Lynn's Walk for Life. She had a $1,000 goal. And thanks to the snail mail from our sister in Christ, Liz, that we got in the mail yesterday, we have surpassed this goal. Praise the Lord. And so I believe that the donations that we received are from thankful brothers and sisters in Christ who know Jesus Christ. They value eternal life and they value the life of our unborn children. Therefore, they donated unto God in support of these children and out of a thankful heart to God for what God has given them. The life that God has given them, and they want to give life to children. This only comes from such thankfulness. And I'll tell you this, my friends, either our requests are in accordance with the will of God or our requests are in vain. Period. You can pray all you want to win the lottery. You can pray all you want to get that yacht. You can pray all you want for the material things and the health and wealth of this life, but if it's not in accordance with the will of God, it is in vain. Let's look at verse 10. Making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. Paul understood this. If it was the will of God to be among these people, God would make it happen. We must trust in this truth if we're going to get anywhere. And it's here that we are going to find the difference between the prayers of devils and the prayers of saints. And yes, there are devils that are more faithful to pray than many who call themselves saints, which brings us to the title of today's episode, Saints and Devils. Number 118, you fall into one of the two categories, saints or devils. And if you fall into the category of saints, you know that Jesus Christ is Lord. You proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ indeed is man and God. 100% man and 100% God. Jesus Christ is the Son of Man, made of the seed of David. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, according to the Spirit of holiness. And if any man denies any of this truth that I preach to you today concerning Jesus Christ, he denies that Jesus Christ is Lord. I looked up this word, this Greek word, kurios, the transliteration. And this word means supreme. In other words, the supreme being. And this is why I tell you, my friends, that I am a Christ supremacist. I do not care about white supremacy. I don't care about Jewish supremacy. I don't care about black supremacy, Asian supremacy, no other supremacy on this earth, for there is no other supremacy. There is only Christ supremacy or nothing. This will determine whether you fall among the saints or the devils. Verses 3 and 4, concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, the Son of Man. Verse 4, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. This is why I preach to you today, my friends. The basis of this all is the fact of the resurrection from the dead. Jesus rose from the dead. The Jews deny this truth. The Muslims deny this truth. The death, burial, and resurrection differentiates that which is of the saints and that which is of the devils. And listen, just because someone says that Jesus is Lord and does not believe it, it does not mean that Jesus is now not Lord. Now, I said this in reply to E. Michael Jones because he posted an article from tabletmag.com. The title of this article is The Queering of Antisemitism. So you got a bunch of LGBTQ or saying free Palestine running around acting crazy, acting like devils. I don't care. They could be running around and saying Jesus is Lord. And none of this turns this fact into Jesus not being Lord. The homosexual states Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is still Lord. And yes, even the devils can make such statements. We know this from Matthew chapter 8, verses 28 through 29. And when he was come to the other side into the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, exceeding fear, so that no man might pass by the way. And behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, the Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? Here they proclaim that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They can run around saying, free Palestine. It doesn't matter. The truth is the truth. If they run around saying 2 + 2 = 4, 2 + 2 still is 4. I don't care who says it. And elsewhere in Scripture, Jesus said that if we, the saints, fail to cry out, that the stones would cry out. So why are you surprised if Muslims and non-believers, the LGBTQ and the likes, are out there crying out truth concerning the innocent Palestinians and speaking up for those that are being persecuted among our brethren, among these same Palestinians. Now there is instead of speaking up on the behalf of these persecuted, we get the told you so mob. The told you so mob that are right now demanding that their fellow Christians apologize for supporting the profession of Kanye, who said that Jesus is Lord. Not only did he say that Jesus is Lord, he wrote a song that Jesus is Lord. And there are those of us who get excited when we see these types of things in the headlines, in the Antichrist headlines of our day, the dark and cold Antichrist headlines of our day. And we look forward to seeing this hope of the Holy Ghost working in the lives of men, in their hearts. So of course we're going to rejoice. Not knowing whether any fruit is going to come of it. Just like we are rejoicing with a man by the name of Russell Brand today, who's getting baptized in the name of Christ. Will there be fruit of it? I don't know. Time will tell. The judgment will tell. We'll see. But 1 Corinthians 12:3, wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. So to the told you so mob, let me ask you a question, especially you men. Have you looked at porn since you believed? Have you sinned since you believed? Shall we gather the mob for you? I got it, this porn business, if it's true, if Kanye is making his own porn company, this is wicked, this is evil, and it's pretty extreme. So I have some questions concerning if he has any fruit in the first place. But they're questions. Time will tell. The judgment will tell. But I'm just here to tell you, my friends, along with myself, let us not forget where we came from. Let us not forget looking at porn since we believed. 1 Corinthians 6:11, and such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. All I can say is thank God for repentance that comes along with our faith. And this is the fruit of our faith. So time will tell if Russell Brand has truly sought to live a life of repentance that will be a reflection of a true baptism. And I'll say this, that if drugs, sex, and money does not fulfill life and give peace, Russell Brand would not be seeking to be baptized today. And I surely hope that he has sought for a life of repentance, because this is what baptism pictures. Therefore, if someone reverts to the former life that does not give peace, I have some questions. Did this person truly find the peace of God through Christ in the first place? And it's okay to question these things. The Bible says you shall know them by their fruits. If no fruit comes to bear in the lives of these men, we have every right to question whether they have the peace of God in their life, especially if there's no sort of repentance, because that is a fruit of true faith. If you are called of Jesus Christ, you will bear this fruit. And you will bear this fruit by the grace of God, because faith is a gift. If you are called of Jesus Christ, you are called a saint. And none of this is based on the canonization of any church. And all of it is based on the grace of God, the Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's look at verses 5 through 7, Romans chapter 1. By whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. Among whom are you also the called of Jesus Christ. Called of Jesus Christ. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is through Jesus Christ. This is not through any church. As it seems that the Catholic Church of Rome has took upon themselves. I'm sorry, it doesn't work this way. If you're called of Jesus Christ, you're called to be a saint. And this is why faith is not plural. It's a mutual faith of the sainthood. There is one faith that comes from God, or it comes from the devils. God's faith that's by grace brings a genuine peace, my friends, that passes all understanding, a genuine balm of healing and a comfort to the soul. Whereas the devil's faith only brings anguish and unfulfillment, and even will bring you to revert to the old things of life. Romans chapter 1 and verse 12, that is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. It's a mutual faith. There's no plurality to it. There isn't more than one faith. There isn't more than one path to God. It's through Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. And how do we know this truth? We know this truth because of the gospel. And those who do not speak of the gospel are ashamed of the gospel. And without the gospel, the Jew and the spirit of Christ and the Jew and the Antichrist spirit can never be differentiated and understood. And this is why there is much confusion even amongst the noticing today. Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And this is why so many, to include sadly, Christians blow past John chapter 8 when Jesus is speaking to certain Jews in verse 44 and says, you are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. There is a difference between the faith of devils and the faith of the saints. These Jews did not have God's gift of faith. Therefore, their father was not God. Whereas the faith of the saints is a true faith, a mutual faith that is shared among the sainthood. The faith that the devils and their subjects will never understand. They will never understand the peace of God that we have that passes all understanding. Romans 1:17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. This is not a faith that the devils live by. Now, speaking of the devils and their subjects, this brings us to the remainder of our reading and study in chapter 1 of Romans. And it's here that we're going to find that truth in the wrong hands is very dangerous. Very dangerous. This is evident within the great noticing of our day. And all of the woke and commercial churches that have taken over our society, for starters. Warren Kinsella on X says, I am a Zionist. If that makes you unhappy, it makes me happy. I replied, we have noticed. we have noticed. Listen, these people that make such statements are nothing new. These people go all the way to the time of Christ in John chapter 8 when Jesus said, your father is the devil. They want you to be unhappy. And it's your unhappiness that makes them happy. So we've noticed, Warren, we pray for your Antichrist soul. We pray that you find the peace that passes all understanding before it is too late. And speaking of being too late, Thomas Massie, a congressman, says there's a bipartisan effort in Congress to equate criticism of the secular state of Israel to violence toward Jewish people in America. The latter is illegal and the former is protected speech, but if a false equivalency is established, it will be forbidden to criticize Israel. And this is the problem. A false equivalency. Believing that we share a mutual faith with those who are the children from hell, whom Jesus pointed out himself. There's an alarming key word in all of this, in this statement that's been made by this congressman, and that's bipartisan. In other words, my friends, the Antichrist uniparty, their mutual faith is found in the faith of devils. The Antichrist uniparty. Proverbs 4:27. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. So this false dichotomy that is given to us every 4 years during the presidential election is nothing but a deception that's part of a strong delusion. Jake Shields responds to this congressman and says, Congress is literally trying to make it illegal to criticize Israel. They already passed laws making it illegal to boycott Israel. They arrest people who protest Israel. And it gets worse, my friends. It gets worse, my friends. The same congressman, Thomas Massie, says some of my colleagues are introducing legislation to create federally sanctioned anti-Semitism monitors. Anti-Semitism monitors. What in the literal hell? And all of this is on our college campuses to monitor, monitor our children. He says, I'll vote no. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Thomas. At least someone's standing in the gap. Axios, he was responding to an article from Axios. Representatives Richie Torres, Democrat, New York, and Mike Lawler, Representative New York, plan to introduce Columbia Act, a bill that would create anti-Semitism monitors at select colleges. Oh, the uniparty in action. The uniparty, and all I can say is, are you awake yet, Christian? Are you awake yet, Christian? And if you do not notice Christ and all of these things, you notice nothing. And if your worship is not all for Christ, you worship yourself and you and your political and denominational gods. This worship is unholy. This is not worship of the Holy Trinity. This is worship of the unholy Trinity. Yourself, your political gods, and your denominational gods. It's an unholy Trinity. Let's look at verses 18 and 19. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. The truth in the wrong hands is dangerous. So if we do not start noticing Christ very soon, all I'm going to say is nothing's going to change. Because the only answer to the so-called Jewish question is Jesus Christ, period. Period. Megan Basham on X quotes Acts chapter 13. We just finished reading the book of Acts. And she quotes a passage, not sure what version, verses 9 through 11. It says, then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked straight at Elymas and said, you are a child of the devil and an enemy of everything that is right. You are full of all kinds of deceit and trickery. Will you never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord? Now, all you have to do today for many of these people that are in leading Hollywood, leading the government, leading the financial institutions, just look them up on Wikipedia and look at the early life section. Now, if you were to look up the early life section of Elymas today, you would find out that he is Jewish. That he's Jewish. So I said, Megan, do you know that Elymas is Jewish, right? And then I asked her, was Paul anti-Semitic? Was Paul anti-Semitic for calling this Jew, Elymas, a child of the devil? Was Jesus anti-Semitic when he called the religious Jews, the leadership of that day, said that their father was the devil? Was Jesus anti-Semitic? A Jewish person by the name of John Levine, he says that no Jewish person has ever chanted death to America just saying on X. He continues, he says, good observation to remember when you meet someone who isn't sure what the right side is here. Okay, so he's projecting to know what the right side is by stating that anyone who chants death to America is not on the right side. Well, John, let me ask you a question. What if God is chanting death to America? I'm just saying, John. Now, the problem with the likes of John is that he is not concerned with the will of God. Because if God is, if it's the will of God for America to die, best believe America is going to die. And the reason that he's not concerned with the will of God is because he's not concerned with Jesus Christ. That's the first step to the will of God. Knowing Jesus Christ. And it's quite clear that Scripture teaches that there is one God, one being, the Father, the Son, who is none other than Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, three persons and one being known as the Godhead. And there are no excuses, John, for denying this truth. You will have no excuses at the judgment, and I pray for your soul. Romans chapter 1 and verse 20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. There is no excuse for denying this truth. Now, people think that they're wise. People make up all kinds of excuses why they do not believe in God or why they deny the Holy Trinity, the Godhead, let alone be thankful to him. And all I can say, my friends, is that these are foolish excuses, and they will literally have grave consequences if people don't start waking up. Romans chapter 1, verse 21 and 22, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Fools. We are living in a nation of fools. Fools such as the one that are parading around churches as ministers with Antichrist rainbows and the garb thereof, all while completely ignoring or making excuses for Romans chapter 1 that clearly states that their foolishness is the result of the faith of devils and a reprobate mind. Verses 24 through 28, wherefore God also gave them up to the uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves on things like Pornhub, on things like OnlyFans. And the list can go on and on. Verse 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up to vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also men, leaving the natural use of women, burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. All I could say, my friends, is welcome to the United Reprobate States of America, a country that refuses to preach this message that I preached to you today, and then wonder why we're in the Antichrist mess that we're in. Listen, the only foolishness that I'm interested in, my friends, is the foolishness of preaching. And why is it foolishness? Because the world perceives it to be foolishness, when they're the ones that are the fools. And this is where we find that there are two types of people in this world: preachers and propagandists. Choose wisely and do not confuse the two. 1 Corinthians 1:21, for after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. I would not be here if it was not for the preaching of the gospel. I would not be preaching the gospel if it were not for the preaching of the gospel. Thank God for the preaching of the gospel. Instead of this propaganda that is spewed upon us every single day, that even confuses the heterosex that is ordained by God. And then people wonder why we've gotten into all the sexual debauchery of today. You get statements from Elon Musk that say it's not porn, which has readily been available from the days of VHS tapes, but rather the general temptation of the online world, if you're going to blame it on anything electronic. No, Elon, it is porn. It is porn, Elon. And the Antichrist psychological warfare agents, the children of the devil, know it. And this is why they employ it. This is why they employ it. The foolishness of not believing this truth that I preached to you today is what has got us into the Antichrist mess that we're in. It's the foolishness that you subscribe to, whether it be propaganda or preaching, that will determine what you value, such as the foolishness of valuing the creation over the creator. Now, a crisis society values a DOG more than the GOD, and this is the problem. Romans 1:23, and change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. And it's here that we find the faith of devils. Not the faith of God, but the faith of devils. And it's here that you will value one or the other. Now listen, I'm not saying that we should inhumanely treat or terminate our animals to prove that we value God more than his creation. For instance, there's a certain politician by the name of Kristi Noem who's living this reality right now. She posts on her X page, "We love animals, but tough decisions like this happen all the time on a farm. Sadly, we just had to put down 3 horses a few weeks ago that have been in our family for 25 years. She says, if you want more real, honest, and politically incorrect stories, she's referring to the Guardian article where she's been called out for killing her dog, perhaps a puppy. Now, I don't know all the details behind it. And if her treatment of this animal was inhumane and the termination thereof, I'll say this. It's evil. And it's anti-biblical. And we know this because of Proverbs 12:10. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. So you fall in one of the two categories. Now I have a question along with Recipe. Recipe says, in response, save the whales, slaughter the babies. So should we not be outraged of inhumane slaughter of the whales? Sure. Should this outrage energy supersede or be greater than the slaughter of the babies of human image bearers of God? Absolutely not. And this is the point. Because the internet chatter outrages at the slaughter of a puppy, whereas millions of image bearers of God are being slaughtered on the altars of Moloch every single year in America. Speaking of politicians, we need some politicians who fear God. We need some politicians that are on the side of God. I saw that Rick Wiles, he hosts a show, True News. And it looks like he's running for Congress. And from what I understand of this man, he's a respectable man who fears God. He understands what I'm preaching today. He knows the difference between those who have faith, the faith of the saints, and those who have the faith of devils. So I have respect for this man. He's tired of it. He's tired of these children of the devil who would even wear their foreign national uniform to Congress. And he got tired of it. And he got outraged by it. And he said, you know what? I'm going to run for Congress. I'm going to take this man's seat. Well, I wish him Godspeed. Recipe replied,
He's in a hard area too. That's where I'm from. I know those guys from Vero. And he does. And it's going to be interesting because like you said, I don't know if you know this area with us down here, but he's a little more south of me, but at one point I was from South Florida, but he has got, it's a David and Goliath. So we'll see, we'll see if God wants the man where he is. I do think God is putting people like him in places, but him too. I've listened to True News for a couple of years now, and he doesn't pull punches, and he just doesn't. And again, you, him, even me with my center of influence, we're the bad guys a lot.
I pray that the will of God be done, and the will of God will be done. And I'll say this, we need more God-fearing men like Rick serving in our government, if God would so see it, because God puts one up and brings one down. I don't think we deserve men like Rick to lead our nation. I don't think we deserve it. So we'll see if God allows them to serve or not. Now today we have seen the faith of God defined along with the faith of devils. It's clearly defined. Which brings us to the conclusion of our study in Romans chapter 1. Let's look at verses 29 through 31. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, spiteful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents without understanding, covenant breakers without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Saint of God, you say that you do not do most of these things while doing some of these things. And the worst part is that those who call themselves the saints of God, at the very least, are entertaining themselves with these things as they donate their tithes to Hollywood. Oh, God, forgive us. Help us to see the errors of our way. Help us to live a life of repentance that you called us to through faith. Because we read in verse 32, who knowing the judgment of God, they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And if you are donating your tithes to Hollywood and being entertained by these things, you are just as guilty. So don't tell me about Kanye. Don't tell me about Kanye when you're being entertained by porn in Hollywood. It's clear that those of the devil's faith control the propaganda of Hollywood and porn. Yet the saints of God, or those who call themselves saints, keep them in business. You can try to keep them in business if you want. Judgment is coming. The Antichrist merchants thereof, their cities, and their propaganda will be destroyed. Isaiah 23:11 in our reading today, he stretched out his hand over the sea, he shook the kingdoms. The Lord hath given a commandment against the merchant city to destroy the strongholds thereof. Therefore, if you and I were wise, we might want to start supporting the things that bring down these Antichrist merchant places and things. We might want to support the things that bring down these Antichrist merchant places and things instead of supporting them for our own selfish entertainment purposes. Again, all I could say is thank you, Lord, for repentance, because I have fallen short in this area of entertainment. You have fallen short in this area of entertainment. And all I could say is, God, forgive us. God, strengthen us. And help us be the men and women that we're called to be. The saints of God that you and I are called to be. Because this is America's only hope. Repentance is America's last thread of hope through Jesus Christ. Leviticus, in our reading this past week, chapter 26, verse 40 through 42, if they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespass, which they trespassed against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, and that I also have walked contrary unto them and have brought them into the land of their enemies, then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity. Then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember, and I will remember the land. This is all done through Jesus Christ. The covenant between man and God is through Jesus Christ. We have no hope without Jesus Christ. And it's Jesus Christ who determines whether you have the faith of the saints or the faith of the devils. I'll close with our reading in Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees, they are quenched as the fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them and I will praise the Lord, the gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord which hath showed the light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God. I will praise thee. Thou art my God. I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. If you want to meditate and study on that which I preached to you today, by the grace of God, you can find these notes and more on my X page. Just look up Andrew Horville on X. You can read some of these notes and more on that page, along with Substack. All right, we are on. We are still live on X. I'm going to give opportunity for anybody to tune in. It only looks like we have Recipe.
Pretty good. This is pretty awesome. You know, this X thing, a lot of little quirks to it, but you know, the one thing with this X that I've noticed over the years, you know, I don't go on the Instagram or the Facebook or anything, but you know, everyone and their mother, no matter who they are in the world, has an X account. And that's the one thing. It's like, it's quirky, it's crowded, but you know, everyone's on here. And I noticed you the other day, you said something, I believe you said something kind of like, you kind of made a joke. I'm preaching to like three people or something on the X. It went by. Did you maybe say something like that? Yeah, but you know what? So, but even with that, it still gets out there. And that's the thing. And that's it, the one thing that always hits me. I think I'd reply to it is, no matter what, as long as we're preaching his word, it ain't going to return void. We might not know now something that we say to, you know, to one of these atheist antichrists today, it might not be for 30 years that might click. And that's the one thing, you know, it's so, we can't comprehend it. But what I was saying is, I too, you know, no one really listens, but it still gets out there. And, you know, we just got to keep at it, man. So, you know, just do what you're doing. The thing is, what's good about you is, if I could choose my words carefully, is, well, the best way to put it is, and I've said it to you before, you just don't pull no punches. You don't pull no punches. And that's what we need. Because nowadays, even if some of these pastors agree with what you're saying, you know, you got to think. And there's no excuse, but what I try and, you know, to myself, what I try and reason is, they might have a church with like, you know, thousands of people. And nowadays is, if that tithe's not coming in for them to pay that $500 electric bill, they will pull a punch. And, you know, that sucks to say, but, you know, this, I will say, the Western church thing or the church thing as we kind of know it, not Jesus's church, but the church thing as we know it with like this Las Vegas shows and everything. I don't think it's going to be around for very long. Eventually we're going to see a big change, and it's I think it's starting now. We see this anti-Semite talk. You know, I personally think it's only going to be a matter of time before it's very easily to say, if you say anything about Jesus, anything positive about Jesus, you're an anti-Semite. And I think it's coming here. I think it's going to start closing these churches down. I think we're going to start seeing some stuff we wouldn't think we were going to see in our lifetime. And we're like right at the doorstep. But I appreciate everything you do, because like I was going to say before, you just don't care. And that's what's cool about it, because, you know, in a way you're like, you know, I'm not saying you're Elijah, but you kind of got that attitude is, you know, I'm just going to say what I can do, because I ain't fearing Jezebel and all her hordes. I'm just going to still say it anyway. And I appreciate that, Pastor. Thank you.
I pray that this episode of Gospeled was a blessing to you. And if you would like to become a team member of this Christ work, simply pray. Pray that God would use this podcast mightily for His glory. Share the episodes wherever you can, and support with a subscription if you're able to do so. We are in this together, Christ friends. Keep up the good fight.